In a televised address, President Olusegun Obasanjo reassured Nigerians living in Bekasi that their interests and safety will be protected under the agreement reached with Cameroon. Mr. Obasanjo agreed Monday to hand over the disputed territory to Cameroon in compliance with a 2002 ruling of the International Court of Justice that ceded the territory to Cameroon. The Nigerian leader said he will live up to the terms of the agreement.
Fellow Nigerians, we have seriously and over a long period of almost 4 years worked on this agreement. We accept it wholeheartedly and we will scrupulously implement it. We have ensured that Nigerians living now on the peninsula have a choice either to relocate or to remain in Bekasi, whichever choice they make, we have taken adequate measures for their protection, security, welfare, and well-being.
But the traditional ruler of Bekasi, Etim Ekot Ede, has reacted angrily to the deal. He said President Obasanjo broke his promise not to hand over Bekasi to Cameroon and vowed to lead a resistance.
The manner in which the legal proceedings and the ICJ were conducted, moment when our feet has been sealed without our consent, loser with no other choice than to take our destiny in our hands. But I want the people to prepare their wheels and get ready for a major battle ahead.
Thousands of Nigerians, mostly fishermen, have lived in Bekasi, which they regard as their traditional home, for several years. Nigerian soldiers are expected to withdraw from Bekasi within 60 days, paving the way for Cameroon's takeover. Chief Edet is hoping Nigeria's National Assembly can intervene to at least delay the transfer process.
We're not leaving Bekasi. We're not leaving Bekasi. Neither will Cameroon take over Bekasi. We have a law here that there is no inch of sovereignty of Nigeria can be ceded to a foreign power without the approval of the National Assembly. I don't know whether they did that and whether they didn't get approval.
The dispute between Cameroon and Nigeria over ownership of the peninsula in the Gulf of Guinea almost brought the two countries to war in 1981. Bekasi has offshore oil fields belonging to U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil and three smaller companies. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.